Well, the head of Parliament's Intelligence and Security Committee, Dan Tehan, wants Australia to start bombing Islamic State targets in Syria. The government has never ruled out airstrikes in Syria, but has previously said the legal situation there is different to Iraq. Liberal MP Dan Tehan says he now believes Australia must join the United States airstrikes.
What I'm suggesting is that, yes, if necessary, we could use the same aircraft but fly over Iraq and Syria, or if necessary, we could look at putting additional aircraft on.
Dan Tehan there. The Federal Police is investigating a group linked to IS that claimed to have obtained the email and credit card information of hundreds of people, including several Australians. The group, calling itself the Islamic State Hacking Division, has released a so-called hit list of 1,400 people on social media. The targets reportedly include Australian Defence Force employees, a Victorian MP and several public servants. Croatia is trying to confirm reports that one of its nationals abducted in Egypt has been executed by IS militants. The group Sinai Province has posted a photo purporting to be Tomislav Selopek. The father of two had been working with a French geoscience company when he was abducted near Cairo last month. A massive explosion has rocked the Chinese port city of Tianjin, killing seven people and injuring hundreds more. Footage has emerged of a giant fireball above the city. The Chinese state broadcaster says the blast erupted in a shipment of explosives and at least 400 people are being treated for injuries.